I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. If you take a look around Toledo, Nathan Matamo's fingerprints will inevitably show up on the art featured throughout the city, but also on the records that you may hear, featured locally at Switchboard or Wesley's or Toll House. Nathan is a DJ and a music producer, but he's also the Art and Public Places Director at the Arts Commission, managing new public art projects every day, overseeing their maintenance, their conservation, public art education, community outreach, and more.
The program has grown quite a bit, you know, in the 9 or 10 years I've been in this position. You know, the project load has grown pretty much exponentially since I started. So it was nice to start at that time and grow with the program, you know. So yeah, I can't imagine jumping into this position now. It's a lot, you know, there's a lot going on right now.
There is a good deal happening at the Arts Commission, but also in the city of Toledo, a town that Matamo knows well. He grew up here, went to school at UT, graduated with a degree in sculpture, DJed and freelanced around until he came to the Arts Commission 10 years ago. This familiarity creates a kind of comfort, but also pressure in his work, a motivation to best reflect a community that is changing and yet feels so consistent at the same time.
The pressure's there because I think the perception is, you know, that we are the Arts Commission and that we make all these decisions. And, you know, I think the city and the artists that we work with really depend on us and depend on us to be professional and efficient with what we do and to create, you know, valuable experiences, not only for the artists, but for the public, you know, the city of Toledo. So it's there. But I think the pressure is kind of dissipated a bit by great leadership and that sense of, you know, partnership and collaboration that goes along with these projects.
Matamo seeks the same sense of collaboration in the music that he DJs and produces. They both extend from the same place, his love of art and his love of music, the roots being right here in Toledo.
Music is a part of Toledo's blood, you know, our jazz culture. Even, you know, the rock scene and the our connection to Detroit, to me, it's just creating collages of like different culture, you know, in 1 hour or 2 hour set or whatever it is. The music that I produce is definitely influenced by architecture. And then the project I work on with Justin Longacre, Elmhurst, is really influenced by Toledo's ecology and very hyper-local experiences. It's like, we use a lot of field recordings, so there's birds and bugs and, you know, banging trees and, you know, things that, we kind of incorporate into the electronic kind of sound. So it's really about place and about, you know, a lot of those themes kind of permeate what we do.
If you listen in the background, you can hear those themes. This is an Elmhurst track called Sleet on Leaves.
To me, it's all kind of, you know, the artists go to the bar to see the DJ, and, you know, it's like a sharing of culture. But I don't do a lot of visual art anymore. My outlet is sitting in the studio and working on music and listening to records, and, you know, just it's kind of shifted to that, you know, for the most part in the past, you know, 10 years or so. Yeah.
At this point in our interview, the conversation shifted, as it always does, back to Toledo. Matamo has been at the Arts Commission for 10 years, I've been at WGTE for 8 years, and we compared notes about how the city has changed in that time and yet remained the same. Familiar moments for both of us, moments where we head downtown and find the streets empty. Moments where I head to music shows and no one dances. Moments where I'm asked if I'm planning on staying in Toledo much longer. When will I inevitably move away? And yet, there are moments where the city comes alive. A poetry reading, an art show, backyard concert, coffee with friends, time spent on the river, light reflects off the new Summit Street, art installation. And the moon shines as trains pass and the city sleeps. These are all moments that Matamo believes Toledo should embrace and cherish, and most importantly, moments they deserve.
I don't know. I think Toledo, you know, we do need to get used to, you know, I think we, you know, we deserve nice things, right? We deserve we deserve it. I think, you know, Toledo works hard. It's always worked hard. That's what we do. We put our heads down. We work. And there's times where I think we kind of settle a little bit, you know. I think it's downtown's getting better, but downtown's like, you know, it's a symbol of Toledo. It's the city center, and it's, you know, we got to really strengthen the surrounding areas to make that a thing. You know, people, if they can't afford, you know, basic stuff, it's hard to go out to eat, and it's hard to go to a concert. It's hard to, you know, go to a ball game. We don't need to replace those people with people that have those means. We need to figure out a way to increase those means with the folks that already live here. You know, we don't need to gentrify. We need to strengthen what we have, you know, and strengthen the people that we have, because there's a lot of just amazing, great people that work really hard in Toledo, you know, especially in some of the more challenged neighborhoods. You know, there's amazing work going on right now.
You just have to keep your eyes open to see it. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.